this week's parsha's Vayishlach. We know the famous Maisa, Yaakov and Esav meet one another, which we'll speak about Beis Hashem. One of the first halakim that I want to go through Beis Hashem, we have the inyan of Yaakov meeting the Malach. Yaakov is going back to fetch the Pachin Ketanim. He left something there, Chazal tell us. We see from here the gadlus of how tzaddikim look after their property, look after their possessions, the inyan of Baal Tashchis. Yaakov Avinu left a few Pachim Ketanim, a few little jugs, but yet Yaakov Avinu felt the need to go back, to get them, not to waste them. Tzaddikim look after their momoin more than their own guf, and they realize that what the Rabbeinu Shlomo gave them was a gift, and to mevazet, have a bezoyin on this gift, to disgrace the gift that the Rabbeinu Shlomo gave them, is not something that they want to do, and therefore Yaakov decided to go back. So we're holding this chelik of the parasha. The pasuk tells us in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk chav, very, very interesting. Vayivose Yaakov levadoi. We know that Yaakov Avinu was left alone. Ve'ovek ish imoy ad alois ashacha. Now we know there was a man, there was somebody, there was a malach that wrestled with Yaakov Avinu all the way until alois ashacha, until day. Says the next pasuk, Vayaruki lo yocholoi. He couldn't overpower him. The malach couldn't cope. He couldn't manage. We know the famous maaser. The reason why we don't eat the gidanosha was because of this maaser that the malach hit Yaakov at the gidanosha and that mokoim. Mimele, because of that, we don't eat the gidanosha. And therefore, the question is as follows. Says the pasuk in the next pasuk. Vayoyma elov. Mashemecha, the Malach says to Yaakov Avinu a very interesting question, and he asks him, "What is your name?" And Yaakov answers, "Vayoyme Yaakov, my name is Yaakov." Very interesting dialogue. Continues the next pasuk. "Vayloyme le Yaakov yoyme oyd shimcha." We're not going to call you Yaakov anymore. We're going to call you Yisrael. And he end the next pasuk, the last pasuk before Shlishi, we have something very interesting. And the pasuk says like this. Yaakov Avinu says to the Malach that he wrestled with the entire night, and he asks him the famous question. And he comes, the pasuk starts as this. V'yishal Yaakov Ayoyme, Gidon Hashemecha, tell me, what is your name? Simple question. Asks Yaakov to the Malach, what is your name? Pretty poshut. What is the Malach answer? V'yoyme. Lama ze tishal nishmi by Baruch Osei Shom. The Malach says back to him, what are you asking my name for? What are you asking my name for? Very interesting, Rabbi Isai. Very interesting. The Malach says to Yaakov, what's your name? Yaakov says, my name's Yaakov. No, what's your name? What are you asking my name for? What's going on? Rabbi Isai, the Mepharshim explain a Yisoid Godel, which we're going to speak about Beis Hashem. And that is the struggle that Yaakov had in this week's parasha with this malach, is the struggle that we go through on a daily basis with our Yetzirah. This is the yesoid of this week's parasha. The yesoid of the fight between Yaakov and the malach is the yesoid that we have every single day with our Yetzirah. That is the yesoid. We also know something else as well. Again, what is the pshat in the Malach's answer? Is he brushing him off as if to say, "Nah, just don't. I'm not telling you. Don't ask." Or is there something deeper? Is there something we can learn? Is there a lesson to be learned over here from the answer from the Malach? Let's skip a few pages later on in the parasha, and we know it says over here when Yaakov eventually actually met Esav in person. So Yaakov has a chat with Esav. And he gets Esav to hug him. Chazal tell us there was a real love going on between brothers. And then Yaakov says to Esav, he says as follows. Says the pasuk in Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Ches. Vayoyme, mi lechol kol ha-machaneh hazeh, asher begoshti, what's going on? Who are all these people? Vayoyme, limtzel chein be'enei adoni. Yaakov says, let me give you something. Let me find favor in your eyes. Let me give you a present. What does Esav answer? Esav answers as follows. Vayoyme Esav, Yesh li rov. I have a lot. I have loads. And therefore I don't need what you're offering me. I have loads. Continues the pasuk. Eventually Yaakov turns around to Esav. What does Yaakov say to Esav? Yesh li kol. I have everything. What's the difference? What's the difference between the answer of Yaakov and the answer of Esav? Esav is coming along to say, I have a lot. I have a right. Yaakov is coming along to say, I have everything. We can see there's a huge difference between Yaakov and Esav's answer. And I think this is something that we have to look into and investigate exactly what's going on. But I say one last nakuda. In the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov is explaining to Esav why he came so late. He was sent by his parents a long time ago. What's going on? What was the delay? Says the pasuk at the beginning of the parasha. The pasuk says in Perik Lamed Beis, pasuk Ches, Veitzav Oysom Leima Koy Soymu La Adoni La Esav Koy Oyma La Avdecha. Yaakov Im Lavan Garati. I lived with Lavan. Says Rashi, what does he mean? Im Lavan Garati. I lived with Lavan. Says Rashi, it means Tariag Mitzvahs Shamarti. I kept the mitzvahs. What's the connection? Where do we see that in the pasuk? Because he lived with Lavan, he kept all the mitzvahs. What's the connection? What's going on? Rabbi Isai, the yesod of this week's parasha, the yesod which is a lesson for our lives, which is a lesson for our mahalach ha-chayim, is that the parasha over here is teaching us the mahalach that a person goes through many times on a daily basis with his yetzer hara. The yesod of the yetzer hara, Rabbi Isai, is hidden beneath these words of the parasha. The Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Chonon, has a famous kasha on this week's parasha. Everybody knows the kasha. The Chofetz Chaim asks as follows. He says, why is it that we find that the Malach came along to fight with Yaakov Avinu? We don't find it by Avraham. We don't find it by Yitzchak. We find it by Yaakov. Why? What is so special about Yaakov that it needs to be a fight with a Malach that never happened before by Avraham Avinu? And by Yitzchak, only by Yaakov. Why Dafka the Yetzer Hara comes along to fight with Yaakov? What's Epis Yaakov? What's going on? Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's coming to teach us the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you have to realize the Gemara tells us in Kabbalah Mekoymis and Shas. Every single day of your life, the Yetzer Hara comes along as Mischadish B'chol Yoyim. He burns within you. But we have to go deep into figuring out what is his koyach, what is the power, what is the secret of the Yetzer Hara. And this, I think, Rabbi Yisrael, is going to be a tremendous lesson for our lives. Zog Chazal, the koyach of a Yetzer Hara is fantasy. The koyach of a Yetzer Hara is to make everything seem so geschmack, so exciting, so enticing, so amazing. This is the yesod of the Yetzer Hara. You know what the Yetzer Hara does? He builds it up, and he builds it up to be this most amazing, exciting fantasy and experience until you actually get there and you realize that it's fake. The big billboards, the flashing lights, this is the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara comes along and he shows you, that steak, you're on the way to the restaurant, right? You're in the taxi on the way to that restaurant, right? And you've heard about this, I don't know, 24-inch steak. You have to have like a hacksaw. You're going to cut through this steak. This is the biggest steak you've ever seen in your life. And as you're getting there, your mouth is watering, thinking about this steak with the juice pouring down and the side dishes and the drinks. And it makes up to be such a gewaltige Sache. And you're getting there and you're getting there and it's so exciting. How long does the pleasure last of that steak? A few moments. Goes down the hatch and it's all over. It's finished. It's gone. The Yetzer Hara's koyach is, and this is something we experience every day, many times during the day. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara is to build up a fantasy, an excitement into something which is nothing. It's fake. It's not even there. The excitement, the enjoyment can be moments, and then it's gone. This is the yesod of the Yetzer Hara, Rabbi Yisai. To build up the picture, the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Bereishis says, Amoyer de Gezach, Rabbi Yisai. We have to internalize these messages. Says the Beis HaLevi, There's a Gemara in Sukkah. Everybody knows the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that La'osid Lovoi, that is Hashem when Mashiach comes and shechs the Yetzahara. There'll be no more Yetzahara. The Tzaddikim are going to cry. And the Rishayim are also going to cry. Says the Gemara, what's Pshat? So the Gemara explains for the Tzaddikim, the Yetzahara is like a har, it's like a mountain. And they're going to cry when they see that. And the Rishayim for them is like a chuta saira. It's like a little string of a hair. And because of that, they're going to cry. What's Pshat? Zug de Beis HaLevi. A person looks in Avera, a person comes to a Yetzirah, it's a huge accomplishment, it's a huge situation, it's a huge over. And the Maisa, when it comes to the Avera, it's finished in a moment. Ask the Beis HaLevi, what's the connection between a Hara mountain and a string of hair? And he explains exactly this Yisoid. And he explains it with Tzaddikim. These were Tzaddikim that had Yetziras. We all know, Kol HaGodol Mechaber Yitzhak Godol HaMeri, the bigger you are, the bigger Yetzirah you have. And therefore, the Talmud Chacham, the Tzaddik, he overcame his Yetzirah. He had that hugely strong Taiva, that strong Yetzirah. But he overcame it. And he overcame it. It was so great. For him, it's like a mountain. For him, it's like a mountain. He didn't give in. It's a har. The Yetzirah built it up and built it up and built it up to be the most amazing thing. But yet, the Tzaddik overcame it. And he said, no, I'm not giving in. Oh, that's like a har. Right? The big lights, the billboards, the Tzaddik didn't fall for that trick. It's a har, it's a mountain. Whereas, the Rishayim, their late Yetzirah, no problem. He's in there straight away. One little tip from the Yetzirah, no problem. There I am. I don't need the billboards. I don't need all the big flashing light. Yetzirah comes in. Sure, no problem. That's how the Rishayim are going to cry. Because they're going to see, what was it? It was a string of a hair, and I couldn't cope, and I couldn't overcome my Yetzirah, and I couldn't do it. Something so small. And they're going to cry. A tzaddik is going to see the height of what the Yetzirah did. He built it up to be a mountain, and they overcame it. Ah, they're going to cry and say how amazing it is. Oh, but the Rishayim, are going to look lost in love, and they're going to say, what was that Yetzirah? What did I think would give me pleasure? It was a little string of a hair. It was nothing. The pleasure lasted for seconds, minutes at most, and then it's gone. Rabbi said, there's a Yesod over here from this week's parasha. This is the struggle of the Yetzirah. This is the struggle that we suffer every single day. And the essence of the Yetzirah, the essence is, he's trying to tell you what can give you pleasure. What can give you more pleasure? Where can you look for more pleasure? Where can you go for more pleasure? What can you do for more pleasure? This is the koyach of the Yetzirah. He comes to you day in and day out. And he's telling you, never be satisfied. Maybe if you smoke that, you'll be happy. Maybe that woman will make you happy. Maybe if I look at that, I'll be happy. But the answer is, you'll never be satisfied. Never. Because at the end of the day, after that great time in Yetzirah, on the way to town, there he is, Mama, she's on the bus, he's so excited to go to town because she's waiting for me, who knows what's going to happen, it's so great, wow, look what we can do! And he gets there, what is it already? After a few seconds on my side, it's a whole letdown, it's a fake, it's a nothing. And you know what? Then he continues with something else. Let's go something else. Let's do something else. Let's go somewhere else. Let's be more and more and more and more. Because you're never satisfied. It never satisfies you. It's always a struggle. Rabbi Sai, this is the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Moivik, this week's parasha. Comes along Yaakov Avinu. What does Yaakov say? Yaakov says, yesh li kol, I have everything. What does that mean? I don't believe Yaakov Avinu lived in a 44-bedroom house with 14 cars in a beautiful place, and every bathroom that he had had a huge plasma 44-inch screen. I don't think Yaakov Avinu lived in such a house, yeah? Yesh li kol, I have everything that I need. I don't need more. Why? Because I'm not looking for pleasure.
I'm not looking for something that gives me pleasure, because I'll never have ever satisfaction. There'll always be more. The HR is going to come again and again and again. Come on, let's go here today. Come on, let's look at that today. Maybe this will give you pleasure, right? Until you've got these guys in Hollywood, right? These guys are crying to their psychologists, to their psychiatrists, spending millions, right? These people have millions in the bank. I don't know. Well, Professor Johnstone, what's wrong with you? You have 44 bedrooms. You have 14 cars. What's the... Well, maybe if I buy another car, I'll be happy. Maybe if I add another room to the house, I'll be happy. Come on, what's the matter with you? I have everything you need. What, he was created to take antidepressant pills? He has everything he needs. Why isn't he happy? I don't know, George. He says, he goes to the psychologist, he goes to the psychiatrist, and he says, what's the matter with me? Why am I not happy? Come on, go look at Hollywood, you'll see what goes on over there. Not one of them have a happy life. They have everything. Why are they not happy? Because they're holding in the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara has them in a way. And he says, you'll never be happy because there's more and there's more and there's more. This pleasure, this thing, this thing, this thing. Everything you think can bring you more and more and more. And in the end, it's nothing. It's a chutasaira. It's nothing. It's a little string. And you thought it was so great because the Yetzer Hara built it up and built it up. Says Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Yitzhak. Yes, Nicole, I'm not interested in pleasure. I'm interested in avodas Hashem to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And for that, I have everything I need. Everything that I need. I'm happy with my life. Rabbi say, look at the Gedolim. You look at how the Tzaddikim lived. They had nothing. They didn't have big fancy houses, big fancy cars. They didn't go to restaurants. They didn't do these things. They didn't need it. They were so happy. Their Simchas HaChaim was great because they enjoyed living in this world as a Yid serving Hashem. If you're looking for pleasure, you'll never fulfill it. You'll always be hungry. The Yetzer Hara comes along and wants the taiva, more taiva, more taiva. Comes along Esav. And Esav says, no, Yeshli Roiv. I have a lot. But I'm never satisfied because there's always more money, more this, more that. Everything brings to more taiva. That might say, have people that are traveling all over the world. There he is in Zahalalulu. He's mummish hanging from the trees over there, drinking baboon juice, thinking, this is going to make me happy. If I drink this mummish, I will be amazing. And I smoke this. This is going to make me happy, right? This is life. That might say, he's never happy. Because after that, he's depressed, and he goes back to the same place that he started, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody thinks this way. I don't know. All these big professors out there, you'll ask them, ooh, Mr. Professor Johnstone, why are you not happy? Why are you depressed? What's going on? You have everything you need. The answer is, if you're looking for pleasure, you won't find it. Pleasure in Gashmis is a Yetzer Hara. He builds it up, and he builds it up, and he builds it up. And if that's your life, that's a problem, because you'll never be satisfied. The Yetzer Hara is pushing fantasy, look at this, do this, wow, big lights, billboards, the flashing lights, it's great, it's exciting, right? For the few seconds that it lasts, and then it's over, and then it's over. How did Yaakov accomplish this? How did Yaakov Avinu get to this madriga? That he said, I have everything. I'm so happy with life. I'm happy with what Hashem gave me. The answer is what he said later on. And we said, Im lovan garti, zugrashi, tariag mitzvah shamarti. Zug Yaakov Avinu, I'm going for Lavan's house. Avodah Zorah, pritzah, shmutz, everything. There's only one way. And that way to be satisfied, to be happy, to be content, to have a simchas achayim. That way is alidei Torah. When a person has a mahalach in Torah, when a person lives a Torah life, Torah and mitzvahs, gives a person a simchas achayim that you cannot compare. And you can see this on a daily basis. Just look at the tzaddikim, the gedolim. These are people that live with nothing. No gashmias. They don't have 14 bedrooms. They don't have cars. They don't need it. They don't want it. Because for them, Simchas HaChaim is to sit on this world and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimela, they have koil. They have everything. They don't need more. Because they're not looking for pleasure. You look at the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, we know, sometimes didn't go for days without food. His Torah was his food. He lived it. He poshut ate a Rashba. He ate a Tosfos for lunch. That was how he lived. And therefore, because of that, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to realize that Tzaddikim mamish felt this. And Yaakov Avinu tells us this week's parasha, Im Lovan Garti means Tariag Mitzvah Zugrashi, which means the only way that Yaakov was able to live such a life was because he lived a Torah life, full of mitzvahs and everything else. Torah gives everything for a person. Zug de Chovetz Chaim, this is the pshat of the question that we answered before us before. We asked the question, why did the Malach, the Yetzer Hara, come to Yaakov Avinu? Why didn't he come to Avraham? Why didn't he come to Yitzchak? So the Chovetz Chaim, the Pshat is Azoi. The Yetzer Hara doesn't care if you're davening all day. He doesn't care if you're doing chesed all day. Mamash, you can call across old women across the street all day. No problem, says the Yetzer Hara. Oh, but if you're learning, you're doing Torah, says that's when the Yetzer Hara doesn't like it. Mimela the Yetzer Hara, said the Chofetz Chaim, had to come over here to Yaakov, who represented Torah, and to stop him, and to try and get him out of it. Because if a person has Torah in his life, the person lives the Torah life, you know what that means? The Yetzer Hara has got no clutches against him. And all those fantasies, and all that excitement, means nothing. Because he has Torah, and he appreciates Torah as well. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains Pshat so beautiful in this week's parasha, the first question that we asked. Zuk Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Yaakov Avinu says to the Malach, what's your name? What does the Malach answer? Don't ask. Why are you asking? So we learn it as a question. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, absolutely not. The Malach is not saying a question. The Malach is telling Yaakov his name. The Malach's name was, you know what? Why are you asking my name? That was the name of the Yetzer Hara, explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Because the Yetzer Hara, that's what he does. Don't ask questions! Don't ask! Just do! Go here, go there, look at that, look at this, touch this one, that one, because why not? Just don't ask! Don't ask questions! That's the Yetzer Hara. That has said Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is trying this week's parsha. When Yaakov says to the Malach, what's your name? He answers him with his name, and that is Loma Zeh Tisha Lishmi. Don't ask, just do. Why are you doing it? I don't know, George. He's going the way to town. You're going to ask him, who? Why are you going? I don't know, I never thought about it. That's the Yetzer Hara, Rabbi Yisai. The Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to think, doesn't want you to too much investigate. Just go for whatever you feel like. Go whatever you want to do, right? You have someone coming to you, he says to you, what's the matter with you? All those books, ancient books, they're out of date. Come on, there's a life out there. Culture, sports, do something with your life. When are you going to live life? When are you going to enjoy life? That's what they tell you. And that, Rabbi says, is the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. He comes along, we know this from Yavon, by coming up to Hanukkah. The koyach of Yavon was sports, muscles, the goof, right? We can imagine these people could pick up, I don't know what they could pick up, right? That was the ikkar of their lives. It was to look at the external. It was to look at the goof. It was to do that, because don't look at the panemius. Don't look at Torah. Everything's about the outside goof. And this is the Yisod Rabbi Yisai of what the Yetzer Hara is, and obviously the Yisod of this week's parasha as well. And Rabbi Yisai, we don't have to think clearly, but we really have to know this is a very serious situation. You look around at people that you think are happy, they're not happy. Why they're not happy? They're constantly looking and looking to more and more and more to fulfill more taivas. And the Yetzer Hara is pushing. If this doesn't work, go to there, go to here, go discover yourself in Kenya. Come on! It's beautiful over there! Maybe you'll see who you are! Right? You'll be swinging from the jungle like Tarzan. Unbelievable. Mamash. Come on! This is life! This is life! You're depressed! All these people over there with all the money, they're just depressed! Because nothing is happy, because they can't figure out. They're going to the psychologist, paying $400, I don't know what, a minute. Asking them, I can't figure out what's the matter with me. Like, I have 14 cars, if I buy another one, I'll probably be happy, right? No! They didn't understand. That's exactly what the Yetzer Hara does every day in every single person's life. Is it gets you to go here and gets you to do that. But don't ask questions! Just do it! And just do it. Don't worry. Everything's alright. Go live your fantasy life. Go live all the taivas that you want.
But nothing will give you pleasure. Nothing will give you an everlasting simchas achayim that Torah will. When a person lives a Torah life, he has this simchas achayim that you cannot compare. Someone once came to one of the gedolim, and he said to one of the gedolim, you know, what's the difference between you and me? You're sitting and learning, and I'm supporting Torah. Huh? Says Chazal, that someone that supports learning also gets schar in Shomayim, just like someone who learned. So what's the difference between you and me? That's what he said. Do you know what the Rosh Hashiba answered him? One of the Gedolei HaDor, he answered him and said, I'll tell you what the difference is. You're right. In Olam Haba, you may be correct that we have the same. Where is your Olam Hazeh? Where's your enjoyment of this life, of this world? You're thinking about the next world, good, but what about this world? The enjoyment here, the real enjoyment. You ask anybody that worked on a Tosfos and it struggled and it was difficult, and he got Pshat in Tosfos, he feels top of the world. He feels top of the world. He can jump up and down for 10 hours. It's not something like that steak, that big 14-inch steak, that big 72-inch TV that he has to put in every single bathroom. No! This is a pure simcha of life. That a person realizes when he has Torah, it's an emes tikka simcha. And it's a simcha that lasts longer, and it lasts longer, and it lasts longer, Rabbi Yisai. And it's a question that we have to ask ourselves at all stages of our lives. What were we created for? Were we created to eat falafel balls? Another movie? And more this, and more this. This is the reason why we're put down into this world. To enjoy movies. To enjoy falafel. Take more pictures. No! You're put down into this world with an accomplishment, with a mission to accomplish something. And the way to do that is to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs. And from Yaakov Avinu, that means you have everything. Yeshli kol. Because if you go the other way, you'll be having Esau's problem of Yeshli roiv. And you'll never be happy. You'll constantly be looking for ways and more ways and more ways to satisfy that Yetzer Hara, to satisfy that Taiva. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is the Yesod of the Yetzer Hara. It's the Yesod of everything. It's the Yesod that this week's parasha teaches us as well. And the problem is we don't realize it. The muscle that they bring, if a person eats a beautiful piece of apple pie, beautiful tasting apple pie, at the same time he's chewing spearmint gum, he can't appreciate the beautiful taste of that apple pie because he's got spearmint gum in his mouth. We're living now with so much gashmias. We're looking for this and we're looking for that. And we're saying, come on, Rabbi, give me cheshek. I don't like learning. It's not for me. It's not for me. I can't do this. Hold on a minute. You're eating an apple pie with a piece of spearmint gum in your mouth. Of course you don't appreciate it. You're so into Olam Hazeh and more and tithes and more Yetzaras and more excitement, but you're not getting the appreciation of life. You're not giving it a chance to have an emes tikka simchas achayim. Rav Shalom Shadwan, the big maggid of Yerushalayim, was one time visiting America to collect money, and it was at a time where it was very difficult to find who's a Jew, who's a Yid. He was walking around New York City to find a mezuzah on the door. Maybe he'll knock on the door, maybe he'll be a Jew, maybe he'll give him some money for his, whatever he was collecting for. So he sees a mezuzah on the door, he looks at the house, dark. Darkness. Nothing. So he figures they're probably sleeping a little bit early, maybe no one's at home. So he figures, you know what, we'll knock on the door, why not? So he goes over to the house, and he knocks on the door. He figures, must be sleeping, must be out, and suddenly someone comes to the door. Pitch dark. Whole place is dark. Interesting. They say, come inside. So he goes inside to the main dining room, whatever it was, the living room over there. He sees something he never saw in his life. He sees something he can't believe. He says, I'm living in the 20th century, right? It's not 1428, right? Somewhere in Poland. He's living in America, New York City, people have lights. Why are these people sitting here in the darkness? And then he sees on the wall this big screen with people moving on the screen. He's never seen this in his life. He can't understand what's going on over here. He can't understand it. What are you doing? You're sitting in pure darkness? Yeah, what do you mean? It's a movie. You've got to sit in more darkness. The more dark it is, the better the movie. The more you can see the picture. Rav Shalom couldn't understand. And then it hit him. Choshech. This is sheker. When something is sheker, when something is not good, it's choshech, it's darkness. Yavon. This was the Greeks. Torah is or. Torah is light. Torah gives light, it gives illumination. And it's emes. And therefore, Rabbi Yisai,
We have to realize this as well. We have to realize that Torah is the light of our lives. And if a person gives himself a life of Torah and mitzvahs, he gives himself a mahalach hachaim that leads him to the real simchas hachaim. But if not, Rabbi Yisai, Rachman al-Itzlan, look at all those people out there that think they're happy because they have so much kashmirs, but they're not happy, they're not happy with life, they're depressed. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is the lesson of this week's parasha. The lesson of the parasha is the koyach of the Eitzahara. The Eitzahara is a koyach to say, don't ask my name, don't ask who I am, what I do, what I'm doing. Just go for it. Do your taivas. He speaks inside you. Let's go to town. Sure. Let's go to town. What's the difference? Why not? Does anyone ever think for a minute the damage? To think, well, the repercussions and everything else. This is Simchas Hachaim. How many people come back from town depressed? They come back and say, oh, it wasn't even that good anyway. Like, what's the difference? Come on. I'll go sit and learn a Seder, learn up a Gemara, learn a Chumash, learn a Halacha. This is a Simchas Hachaim. This gives a person Simchas Hachaim. But basically, this is something we must take with us for the rest of our lives and realize the Koyach of the Yetzirah, to be aware at all times that this is the Koyach of the Yetzirah, this is what he can do to us. The Rabbi Hashem should give us all a Sachsiyata Dishmaya, and we should learn from this Yisoid, and Be'ez Hashem, give us the true Simchas Hachaim in life. I get Shabbos, Rabbi Hashem.